I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast. Now, we've got a fascinating conversation coming up next. We're going to be having a look at the history of Amazon Web Services in South Africa and how what is now a substantial part of Amazon.com's business got its start in Cape Town. And we're also going to have a look at where AWS is going in the South African context. So to do all of this, I'm very pleased to welcome Clive Charlton to the podcast now. Clive is head of solution architecture for Sub-Saharan Africa at Amazon Web Services. Clive, it's great to have you here. Welcome. I presume you're based down in Cape Town with the rest of the Amazon crowd.
I am based in Cape Town. Thanks very much for having me, Duncan.
It's a pleasure. Thanks and welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Now, I've been seeing headlines just in the last few weeks about Amazon moving into a fancy new office park in Cape Town. Where is this new facility exactly, Clive, and what's behind its development?
This is based in the River Club development near Observatory in Cape Town. Okay. Really Amazon looking to consolidate the existing offices.
Okay. Where are you at the moment?
We have a number of offices in Cape Town, the Gardens area of Cape Town, if you know that.
I don't know Cape Town all that well, I must say. Gardens, I think, is somewhere near the CBD, isn't it?
That's right, yes, just the northern part of the CBD towards the mountain.
Okay, and you've got multiple offices there. Obviously, you've also built a data center region in Cape Town not that long ago. Is that also in the similar region? Are we going to see the data centers being moved? I know you can't exactly move these things very easily. Also, are they going to stay where they've been built, or are they going to be moved into the River Club development as well?
No, those will remain where they are. They're you know, very large investments and a lot of infrastructure behind those. So that's not something that's very easy to move.
Can't just pick up 1,000 servers and move them easily across town.
That's right.
Exactly. Now, Clive, it's not like AWS and Amazon are new to South Africa. The companies yet to launch its retail operations in South Africa, and I hope that's something that Amazon is planning to do at some point, but that's not what we're here to discuss today. We're going to look specifically at the Amazon Web Services business and its history in South Africa. It's been, in some respects, I guess, South Africa and Cape Town specifically have been a particularly important market for Amazon, because some of the early services on which Amazon Web Services was built were actually developed by teams here in Cape Town. How did that happen originally? How did South Africa get such a pivotal role in the early days of the development of Amazon Web Services, Clive?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're lucky to be here. Sort of after 15 years of AWS at leading the cloud evolution, we started the development of AWS as a result of supporting the retail site, Amazon.com, and distributed teams around the world, which was getting more and more difficult to manage. And we started looking at the infrastructure requirements, and that's where the concept of the cloud. And we used our Cape Town development team that started out right here 15 years ago, developing our early services in EC2, which is our virtual machine and really the core of cloud computing. Since then, the development team is still here, also other sites around the world. And the local data center that you mentioned has seen the cloud business thriving in South Africa, and it continues to play a key role in the development of AWS in South Africa and the African continent as well.
It's just interesting how Amazon came to do so much work through these teams in Cape Town, though. This is a company that's based in Seattle on the northwestern coast of the United States. I think other than Hawaii, you'd be hard pressed to find a place on planet Earth that's further away from Cape Town than Seattle. How did it come to be that Cape Town was this pivotal and central place where the early days of, or the early technologies of Amazon Web Services were actually developed?
Well, I believe it was some of the key personnel involved in the original designs and development were South African based, but I think it also talks to the depth of skills and talent that we have in South Africa, that there was the confidence to do this in South Africa and remain so. We have We've grown our local teams to a permanent workforce of just over 7,000 people in Cape Town now.
Wow. Wow, that's an impressive number, 7,000 people. And are most of those people in software development? What's the skills mix look like of those 7,000 people?
It's quite a range of skills, everything from call center personnel to software development, pre-sales, architecture, like myself. So quite a range of roles and skills.
So when Amazon Web Services, the initial products that were being developed in Cape Town were mainly the EC2 Elastic Compute Cloud offering, which is EC2 still around today as a product?
Oh, absolutely. And EC2 forms the backbone of computing. It's a virtual computer that you can spin up and shut down as you wish. But we've also developed it into a whole family of products, because every customer has a different requirement. Some customers need compute optimized virtual machines, while others need memory optimized or GPU accelerated machines. So we have the widest range of available compute families of all cloud providers today.
Now, 7,000 people working in your South Africa, and specifically your Cape Town operation, must make it one of the biggest Amazon Web Services operations outside of the United States. Do you know offhand where South Africa sits in that ranking in terms of the size of operations of AWS around the world?
Oh, I don't, I'm afraid. but I think it would probably be amongst the larger offices, but I'm not sure where it would fall.
Okay, and what is AWS in Cape Town? I mean, 7,000 people is one heck of a lot of people. What are they all doing exactly? Is Amazon Web Services doing a lot of its development in Cape Town now?
Well, some of the core development on the EC2 platform remains in Cape Town. There are some of the other services as well that are developed and supported from Cape Town. But we have a large number of services now, over 175 of them, that are developed, from development centers all around the world. So there is the support for that. In addition to that, we have the call centers supporting both AWS and the retail site, and then of course the commercial and public sector teams supporting our customers in South Africa and the rest of Africa.
Okay, and I suppose being a global operation, a lot of the work is based on time zones, and it just moves around the world as the sun moves, right?
That's right. The supports are what we call a follow the sun support. So, support cases that are long running will transfer between the call centers around the world. So someone's always working on them. There's no downtime between call centers or time zones.
Now, 7,000 people in your Cape Town office, and I see that you are still aggressively hiring. I see Amazon job ads and all the online jobs portals, and I've come across friends of mine who have been approached by Amazon to go and work for the company. So clearly, you aren't done hiring yet. What sort of skills are you actually looking for? If I was interested in coming to work for Amazon Web Services, rather, in Cape Town, what type of skills are you looking for, and what should I know as a potential applicant?
Well, again, I think there's a wide range of IT skills that we're looking for. Everything stretching from infrastructure and hardware to machine learning, IoT, software development, databases and storage. And any combination of the above, I think, would really get there. We see a lot of focus on what's termed the fourth industrial revolution, where customers are looking to data science rather than the traditional analytics. So any experience in data science it would be beneficial for some areas. In solution architecture, we look for a broad range of skills to help our customers in cloud adoption, because we need to understand all of the AWS services, but also all of the on-premise software and components that our customers might be using.
Now, all of these vacancies, all these jobs that Amazon is looking to fill, are they all Cape Town based, or is the company looking to hire in other cities in South Africa as well?
We do have an office in Johannesburg as well, much smaller. That office consists mostly of the commercial and public sector sales and pre-sales teams, and some technical account support. While the predominance of the jobs, especially around the development center, would be in Cape Town. We're also looking at call center personnel, which are actually remote, so those folks can work remotely anywhere in the country.
Yeah. Interesting. Now, you've built a data center. You term it, a data center region in Cape Town. It actually consists of more than one physical data center. How big are these facilities? I don't know how much you're able to disclose. I know the hyperscale cloud providers tend to be a little bit cagey about providing details about the local data center regions. But can you give us an idea maybe of the scale of the Cape Town data center operation and whether that will be enough to continue to serve the rest of South Africa and African markets going forward, or whether you think you'd put down infrastructure elsewhere in South Africa and elsewhere on the continent for that matter?
I can't disclose too much about the details of the data centers themselves. Okay. What I can describe is the architecture of this typically consists of on average three availability zones, and an availability zone is a logical separation of a group of data centers. Mm. So in the Cape Town region, we have three availability zones, each one consisting of one or more data centers. Now, these are linked with dark fiber, so very low latency links between the availability zones. And the reason for that is customers need high availability and redundancy. So if anything should happen, there is a redundant data center close enough with really low latency links for customers to run their redundant workloads on there. We're also continue to monitor our capacity and the demand generation, and we continue to expand our regions as the demand goes up, and we forecast against that.
It's interesting. How, by the way, has the COVID-19 pandemic affected Amazon Web Services here in South Africa? As a tech business, I imagine that transitioning to having your developers and other talent working from home probably wasn't that as much of a difficulty as it was perhaps for companies that aren't as tech savvy as Amazon Web Services. But take us through some of the impact that you've seen over the last year and how you've coped with it.
I think we have been fortunate in that sense. A lot of our customer-facing personnel traditionally moved around a lot, before the COVID pandemic. So we were used to working remotely. The real change for us now is we're not face-to-face with our customers while we're still in restricted travel mode. So we're using a plethora of tools to have video conferences and calls and that kind of thing. But we've also look to enable particularly our support staff, mm-hmm. the call center staff working remotely to ensure that our customers have got the support that they need and keep their infrastructure up and running.
All right, Clive, before I let you go, maybe give us a little bit of a flavor into where Amazon Web Services is going in South Africa and the rest of Africa. What do you see as the investment opportunities locally in terms of perhaps putting new infrastructure on the ground? We've spoken about the hiring that you're doing, but what do you see as the opportunity as a company, not just in South Africa, but in the continent more broadly?
Yeah, you know, I think customers are choosing AWS over other providers, you know, all over the world, and South Africa and Africa included, because of the functionality and the vibrant community of partners that we have. You know, they know that they have the operational excellence and the security to run their workloads. But AWS also has more services than any other cloud providers. I mentioned earlier we have more than 175 services available, including things like networking, analytics, robotics, artificial intelligence, IoT, to name just a few. And when you look at our compute capacity, which we spoke of at the beginning of the call, you know, many cloud providers talk about offering their compute services, and it's quite easy to say that, but it's around the detail and around the different families of compute capacity that we have. And we've recently launched what we call our P4D instance, which offers up to 400 gigabits per second of networking, which no other cloud provider provides at the moment. Some of our high instances with up to 24 terabytes of memory. Wow. And also offering a choice of chipsets from Intel, AMD, and ARM processors, which no other cloud provider offers at this stage.
Interesting stuff. Clive Charlton is head of solution architecture for Sub-Saharan Africa at Amazon Web Services. I hope to get a chance to come down and visit you guys in the not-too-distant future, COVID willing, third wave willing. But Clive, thanks so much in the interim for sharing your insights into what AWS is doing here in South Africa. Much appreciated.
You've been most welcome. Thank you very much for having me, Duncan.